Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. I'm going to repeat two items that we heard last week, the two sets of variations on a theme of Paganini, to reinforce the variation techniques as used in the Romantic period. Then I will fill out our program with more music by Schumann, the theme and variations on the name Abegg, and the Andante and variations for two pianos, two cellos, and horn. We also started today with a piece by Schumann. The piece you just heard is called Widmung, or Dedication. It was a wedding gift to his wife, the pianist Clara Wieck, when they were married on September the 12th, 1840. This piece is a special kind of variation, as it was originally written for voice, but Liszt took the melody and reworked it into a wonderful piano solo. Now, while we have Liszt on our minds, let's refresh our memory of his version of the variations on a theme of Paganini.
Thank you.
Another set of variations by Schumann is on the name Abegg, Opus 1, which as a surname translates as someone who lives near the edge of a mountain. Schumann used these letters A, B, E, G, G as musical notes, possibly in admiration of Pauline von Abegg, a much earlier flame than his wife Clara, and this is the theme from which the variations are built. Schumann used a similar idea in Carnival, which we heard several weeks ago.
Thank you.
Our next set of variations, also by Schumann, is the Andante and Variations for Two Pianos, Two Cellos and Horn. It's a rarely performed work, a most unusual combination of instruments. The work follows a continuous structure rather than a multi-movement form. It's in four sections. The variations appear throughout the piece, which is essentially a set of variations based on the initial lyrical Andante theme. So first we will hear the gentle lyrical theme. Then we hear a series of transformations of the theme varying in texture, dynamics, and instrumental interplay. Then we have some dramatic episodes to contrast with the variations. And at the end we return to the Andante theme, bringing a sense of resolution. So rather than being confined to a single movement, these variations constitute the entire work, unfolding continuously in an organic and seamless manner. We conclude our program today with refreshing our memory of Rachmaninoff's variations on a theme of Paganini. I'm not going to say more about it. It speaks for itself. Please don't forget to join me on Thursday at 6 p.m. for a light music program, Serenades and Nocturnes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.